I've heard there was a bookstore not far from there.
Oh, yes. It was a good bookstore. And the book bindery.
Both in one place?
One place. David Bjornson.
Yeah. Did you ever know him at all? Or David
Bjornson? Oh, yes, I knew him.
Well, why did he run the bookstore? What was his...
Well, he... I guess that was the business he was interested in. And there was lots of... There was good sale for them. And you could buy Icelandic Christmas cards there with
oh.
Icelandic words.
Oh.
That kind of thing.
And how long did that business last? Do you have any idea when it
No, it lasted quite a while. The people used to like to gather there too and talk to David.
Was there any room to do that?
Oh yeah, it wasn't that small.
Hmm. Can you remember what it looked like inside?
In the bookstore?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just a store, yeah. No, with books on the counter. I can show you a book that he bound for me.
That would be interesting.
I've got Skuggasvein, as a matter of fact.
Skuggasvein, well, that yeah. seems very appropriate for an Icelandic cultural center like that. Did he have any other sort of financial support on the side? Was the bookstore and bookbinding the sole source of income?
I really don't know whether he had anything else.
Did he have any... do you know, was there any other place to buy Icelandic books at the time?
No, sure. I kind of... You could order them. And quite often, people would advertise old books in the paper, and then you'd just order them.
Hmm. Did he ever hold any events, like book launchings or anything in his store?
Oh, no. Oh, I don't think anybody... That's relatively new, I think,
this
launching of books and autographing and stuff.
What about... did he sell English books there?
I think so.